Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy ad free. That's amazon.com/comedy ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to Petty Little Things with your hosts, Victoria Secret and Davina Devine.
Hi, Petty bitches. This is Davina Devine.
And this is Victoria's Secret.
Hello and welcome. Bienvenue.
We're back. It is season 3, episode 3. We are sitting in my sitting room.
All the trees? Trudy tree to tour it?
Trudy tree for all those ex-Irish people that used to live here. Trees. We still say it like
trees,
that.
Yeah. And the tour is very important. How are you, my sweet?
I'm okay. I'm actually
my angel
much
princess
better
girl
from the last time. Because obviously I was a bit miserable. I couldn't even put my headphones on when you were here the last time. My headphones are on at the moment. Yeah. I can wash my hair. I have no scabs left.
Well,
in my
you can wash your head.
You nasty bitch. I had PRP treatment, which it's kind of like a little bit. It's kind of like a vampire facial.
Oh yeah. But now you're talking.
But for your head. Yeah. So they took a little bruise here.
Oh, she bruised like a peach. Oh, did you see this bruise? It's like one injection mark, and it's like the size of the map of Africa.
So they take out the blood and then they shake it, and I think it's the platelets.
Yeah, they separate. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then they re-injected the platelets into the top of my head. Apparently, it's good for growth. And
yeah.
Like,
well, that's, you know, well, it simulates the skin cells. That's why the Kardashians and all have the little vampire facial. Yeah, I'd love to have that done.
Maybe let's do that then.
Let's do that. That'd be fab, actually. I wonder, could they do it through makeup?
Can we write that off? Is that a tax expense?
Yeah, that's...
Oh, we're doing it. Yeah.
Do it everywhere.
It was a bit sore.
There was a woman came into me when I used to work at a very high-end cosmetic counter. She had her hands filled. She had filler in her hands, like, for, because she had old hands, and she had like 2 facelifts, and I'd never seen anyone. She just had it done. She came in and she had all these little injectable marks on her hand. It was mental.
Had she done it before?
No, and it's not really kind of commonly done. This woman just, like, she didn't want to have old looking hands, and you know, well, she still looked kind of old in the face. I didn't want to tell her that, but she did.
So you're basically like, whatever.
Well, I was painting it, so I could see all the, I was up close and personal, but just crazy.
Crazy. And like, that's why Madonna wears gloves all the time, isn't it? Like, just to hide her little hands.
Yeah, see, I think it's the neck and the hands go, isn't it? And I have to say, I am a sucker for the hands. I always look at, like, especially with like pop stars. No, I always look for, if people match their foundation to their you know, sometimes Khloe Kardashian is the worst for it. She'll have this like pink corned beef hand and then a beautiful bronzed face. So, yeah.
But is that the official shade? Like the, like in the makeup collection, corned beef. Pink.
Yeah, NW corned beef. That's the shade.
I love it. We've so much coming up today on the show. Who do we have?
We have the amazing Australian goddess herself and creator of the Uberaya. It is Wigs by Vanity.
Yeah, and it is like Sydney Mardi Gras over the weekend. Yeah. And also they just launched Drag Race Down Under. So perfect timing to have her
perfect
on the show.
And our drag sister is actually Down Under as well, the Peaches Queen.
Yeah.
I would say my drag daughter, but I'm too young to have kids. So she was like, one of those daughters that you pass off as a sister. You know one of them? So she's Down Under, and I know she's just recently discovered, by the way, if you're listening, bitch, where have you been? Like, you're a little late to this party, but we just want to say, hope you had a fab Mardi Gras.
Yeah, happy Mardi Gras, Peaches.
Yes.
And I'll give you a laugh. So I don't normally save numbers on my phone. Like, okay. Are you good for that? Do you save everyone's number?
Like, it depends. If I feel like I'm going to need it again, I'll save it.
Okay. Well, this will give you a laugh because at one point I thought Mizza was ringing me, but it was actually my dad.
Oh.
And I ended up saving that number as Mizza for some reason. And this is honestly maybe 2 or 3 years ago.
What?
And this
that's a bit different. I'm talking about like the builder or the DHL man that's going to drop in the package. Not your dad. What?
Ooh, what? Who's dropping the package?
You know I like the DHL man.
Yeah. So I ended up saving my dad as Mizza. And then I just never changed it because I'm really bad at all that. So every time my dad calls me, it says, Mrs. calling you, not Mizza. And at the weekend, my dad finally changed his number. So I was like, okay, now is the time to actually save your dad as dad.
Well, also, Mizza is actually a father to other people. So she's coming out as a daddy.
She is from Blanchardstown. They she start is, young, you know what I mean?
Oh, shout out to Daddy Mizza. Daddy, daddy.
There was also someone else on my phone that I've saved as the wrong... Oh, yes. I saved my uncle as this girl that I used to work with years ago in like a dog track. And now every time I get them mixed up.
Oh, and also now that you mention it, I text Imperial Queen of Spain. She's been on my mind like the last... But I thought it was a different person. So I said, I like sent the message and then she responded saying, I'm in Spain, my sweet.
Is she in Spain?
She must have gone over to Spain like... because the pandemic, so she must be staying over there for a little while. But yeah, it was nice to hear from her, even though I text her by accident. So hi Imperia, if you're listening.
My sweet, by the way, was her version of punctuation.
It was like, actually me darling.
Hello me darling.
Hello me darling. Oh me darling. I loved it.
She was good time.
Everything was me darling.
Really good time. Shall we get into a little bit of a girly
yes,
goss?
Please, let's do this. Oh my God, if that was actually right, if we were actually doing the news, I think, you know, when it's like building up to the end, I think I actually might shit myself. You know? If you knew it's going to go live, like you just have this, wouldn't you?
I think I would really enjoy reading the news. Do you not think so?
I hate to read the news because I know some fucker on a teleprompter would try out a word that I couldn't pronounce. Yeah, I would. That I hate being stuck. You know, if you're doing a table quiz or whatever like that, yeah. And there's a fucking name in it or something that you can't pronounce, it drives me nuts because I always scan things to see how it's like phonetically going to sound.
And then booze gets involved because it's a 2-hour Zoom.
And like, I'm not being smart, but like, you know, I wear lenses and after a couple of drinks, I don't think the lenses even work anymore. Uh-huh. So I'm like, so I would hate to read the news. I'd rather do the weather than the news.
Oh, the weather be fun. Plus, what's her name? Jean. She's glam as hell. Like, she's in drag 24/7.
Haven't seen her in a while, actually, on the news. She hasn't been present. Like, maybe I've just been missing her, but I haven't seen.
Maybe
but she is very glam.
Maybe
she was.
Her contract was running out in RTE as well.
Oh,
well, anyway, before all that, Lady Gaga's dog walker was shot and they kidnapped her bloody dogs. Now, we both love dogs. I was like, oh, we have to talk about this.
I know. That was absolutely horrific. Like, what a terrible thing to happen. And of course, you know, any celebrity situation, you have to put yourself in those shoes. So I would fucking die if someone did that to me. I actually heard a guy last year on Facebook put up a status that I think he lived around... Oh, I won't say what area, but...
Okay.
It was in Dublin, just outside City Centre, and someone broke into his house and took his two little, like, designer kind of dogs, but took the dogs. That would fucking break my heart. Now, in fairness, no one's robbing my dog in my house. She, like, she'd break their fucking spine if they tried to lift her. Thank God she's not, like, a little slip of a thing.
No.
But that would be devastation, and especially, like, she had the money to stump up to get them back. But if
that's
you didn't...
a lot of money, though. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Did you hear how they got them back?
No, I didn't.
So they obviously went out because the man was shot 4 times and they just left the dogs in an alleyway tied to a drain pipe, and a woman found them and she brought them in and she was like, can I get my money? So they were basically, so they were basically implying, did she know, like, was she on it? But I don't think she was. I think she was just an actual person who had heard the news story and found the dogs in an alleyway.
So much money did she get?
$500,000.
You're kidding.
Yeah, $500,000, no questions asked. So apparently she got it, like, I don't know if there was terms and conditions on that, but yeah.
right, if someone's about to rob Paris Hilton's dogs, will you let me and Davina know? We'll be over on the next flight. You know, we haven't been working in venues for a year. Yeah. So, like, you know, we'll find the dogs.
We'll wear masks and visors.
I can't believe that. There was also, like, some criticism that she didn't really talk about the dog walker much. Like, who had been shot while looking after her dogs.
Like, I think it was such a like, tragic thing. I think she didn't want to be... Like, he was shot four times. He nearly died. So I don't think she wanted to kind of embellish it. And like, what's to say? It's fucking horrific.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's... although, if someone did raise a point that like, it was like front page news.
Yeah.
Which is like, in like, which is... It's terrible that it happened.
Yeah.
But is it really?
But at least it's not bloody COVID. And
that's true.
I mean, like, listen, moral of the story is, Lady Gaga, stop being a lazy bitch. Walk your own fucking dogs.
And she was in Italy, by the way. She was having a great... She was on a ball. I'm just jealous. Like, I'm just being an actual jealous hater.
Would you love to be in Italy right now?
I'd love to be fucking on, like, Doggy Island at this stage. I'd go fucking anywhere, like, even to Bray. Yeah, hi, Aisling. I know you're listening in.
Okay, next up, just recently been announced, Leslie Roy released her new song, Maps, which is the Irish Eurovision entry.
I love it.
I love it.
I love it. I think it's such a great pop song. Like, I actually I love it more than the song last year.
Me too. Loved last year, but this feels fresh and something different for Ireland as well.
Yeah, like, I've been listening to a lot of the Eurovision tracks just to, like, normally I don't. Normally I wait till Eurovision and then I enjoy the week of it. It's like, that's my World Cup.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
it is though.
I would normally wait myself, but I know there's hardcore fans out there, and I'm gonna like name those hardcore fans. I know there's Sean listens to the podcast, Sean and Stevie, and I know Ian Lampkin is very, very like obsessed Eurovision fans, and they listen to the, you know, they get the CD and they do all that.
Yeah.
So I've been listening. I quite like Germany has a really good one.
I like Cyprus's El Diablo.
Yeah, like there's a few good ones, and it's just something to look forward to, isn't it?
Oh, I cannot wait for it. Like, whether there's an audience or not, I don't care, as long as it happens.
And I'm thrilled that they're taking her back, because some of the countries aren't.
Yeah.
Some of the countries aren't getting a second chance. And I think she's so talented, and she wrote that song, the other production, all that.
Yeah.
It's brilliant.
Can I tell you what I'm thrilled about?
What?
That pink suit is gone.
Did you not like the pink
suit? No, I know you like a suit.
I love a suit. And I have a couple of pink suits also as well, bitch.
I just like the visual of this year. I'm feeling it. It feels
more... It's very Irish.
And it feels very natural to her.
Yeah,
I agree. The pink suit just felt...
It felt styled.
Yeah, yeah, somebody picked that out for her. Do you know what I mean? Now, we'll find out, because we have to have her back on for a quick chat.
Yes, and actually, speaking of Leslie, Leslie's going to be joining us on our St. Petty's Day show.
Ooh.
That's going to be coming on the 16th. And she did an event with us last year, and I still can't think... I'm still thinking about it. She had this sequin Adidas top. I'm like, I want that.
I
know it's out there somewhere in the world. It's like a navy sequin.
Yeah.
I'm all about it. Yeah. So, and she's a little smaller than me. So, so there's
just
no way
an inch.
Yeah,
maybe?
There's no way I'm taking that off her back. But it is on the pipeline. But yeah, we're delighted to have her, and she's going to be amazing because she's super talented.
Amazing. And I think she's going to do really well in Eurovision.
I hope so.
A good feeling.
It just is nice to feel like we're going to be putting up a fight.
Yeah.
Doesn't it? It feels like we have a dog in the fight now.
As opposed to a turkey.
Yeah, oh my God.
Fucking hell, Dustin.
Oh, here, listen, actually, just speaking of dog fights, and so you know, we've been doing a lot of corporate events.
Yes, yes.
We've done a lot of digital events, virtual events, private parties and corporate stuff. So if anyone is looking for corporate events, this is another just little shameless plug, but we have been doing a lot.
Yeah.
And we kind of do them like some under the umbrella of a bingo, some under the like quiz, but there's always kind of questions. And I always ask them the audience or whoever's there, has anyone ever won anything amazing? Because I'm really nosy and I just want to see.
Yeah.
And last week a woman said to me she won a cockroach race. She said to me, yeah.
What even is a cockroach?
And I said, were you in the race yourself? Or like, how did that? And she was like, no, she was Colombian, and they had like cockroaches on the street. And she had like, they had like stickers on the back of the cockroaches, like number 6 or whatever, and she won like $500 on a cockroach race.
Yeah. Love that. That just reminded me of a friend of ours that we used to have the nickname Cockroach.
Yeah. Well, no, do you remember we had a pet cockroach when we went to Gran Canaria?
What was the pet cockroach's name?
Andrea.
She was a cutie.
Yeah, it was. We used to keep her under a bucket, because when she came out, we kept her under the bucket for a week.
Oh my God.
Imagine the heat in that book it for a week.
Oh my god.
Yeah, well, I was all for letting her free, but certain members of the party were terrified that there was a cockroach. They felt safer with Andrea under wraps.
Under wraps, yeah. They've since left the country, so they it's totally fine. April. Question for you. Twitter was alight because...
oh, what now?
Angel from Buffy.
I saw. Yeah. Yes.
What's his name? David Boreanaz.
Yeah.
A video leaked of him pulling a sizable member.
His plum.
a sizable member. And the body looked good. Yeah. The face looked good. I remember thinking he was gorgeous. Mm. And the full art movie finished with a display of liquids.
Yeah.
It was
like Kylie's Aphrodite.
For anyone that didn't see Aphrodite Tour, there was a water feature at the end of it. Impressed? What did you think?
I think he's really handsome. I wish I had have been more invested in Buffy and Angel and that whole kind of emo moment.
Yeah.
But I wasn't. But I think he's, you know, I have a thing for fellas with like kind of wide noses.
Yeah.
So I love like a big fat bridge.
Oh my God, you do.
I do. I love a wide bridge. Like anyone that looks a bit kind of like a feline nose. And I think girls who look like that are gorgeous as well. Like I think Jennifer Lopez has that. Mm. And Katie Price used to have it before she had like three nose jobs. But you know that big in between that like, it's like a wide bridge.
Yeah.
I just think it's very sexy.
Yeah. No, I see that.
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't a huge Buffy fan, but now I think I would like him to slay me any day.
Yeah. Absolutely. Garlic wouldn't even keep him away.
On a more serious note, there was like all sorts of mad protests happening in town.
Oh, I know.
And
what a week, actually. What, like, considering we're in lockdown, there's a lot of shit happening.
Now, I don't really read the news, so especially the last year, it's just been so grim. But like the clips I saw online, obviously we could only see one little bit. It looked I was so glad that I wasn't in the city centre that day because it looked scary.
I know. But to be honest, the city centre in general is kind of grim around. Like, and then to just throw all those people in, it just makes it like...
Doubly
grim. But I obviously, it was terrible. And the way people were wearing masks and all that stuff was just like... You know, regardless of what the reason was they were there, just the health and safety issue was massive.
Right.
But then there were so many people that I'd seen on stories and stuff... commenting saying that there was like peaceful protests and there was all that as part of it, and I think that's maybe what it started out as, but that always seems to happen with these things. It's like these scumbags hop on someone else's kind of crusade, and it just you're left feeling a bit like in a tiz over it. Do you know that kind of way?
Well, it made for some good memes, that's all I'll say. Like, I did enjoy the spelling mistakes on the printed jumpers that were done by these two girls.
Like, it's like that kind of shit will just live on forever.
Like, I could see Dolly Grip, because Dolly has a big thing about spelling and punctuation.
Yeah.
So I could see her cackling over that. Of what else? Just if someone has this hairstyle, you know, straight away they're going to be trouble. And it was that hairstyle, well, sorry, not coming for any girls, this hairstyle, where they've shaved half the way up their head and then they have the top of their hair in a tight little pony.
I'm not being smart, but I'm actually kind of rocking that hairstyle at the moment. And it's just because of lockdown. It's not by choice.
Yeah, you're doing home haircuts, right?
Yeah, like I'm really starting to get fed up now with the home haircuts. But my hair, literally, if anyone has ever seen Natalie Imbruglia Left of the Middle album cover, that's what my hair kind of looks like at the moment. If you want a visual reference, there it is.
Love it.
Actually, just while we're on the subject of Madsers, did you see the woman who went on the mad car chase throughout Dublin as well last week? 20 police cars. That.
She was kind of iconic. Like, I kind of enjoyed it. Lots of people were feeling a bit more maybe like,
how dare you?
But I thought it was pretty fucking gas.
It was, do you know what? It was actually terrible because she actually could have killed someone. Like, the way she, like, that was really, it was so dangerous. But there was just something kind of like, she had no fucks to give. She felt like she was acting how internally I feel. At the same time, I'm not getting in a car. I'm walking in my 5K. I'm playing by the rules. But there was something just fucking mental about it.
Yeah.
It was like that film, Michael Douglas falling down. You know that way he just snapped?
Yeah. Yeah.
But she was fucking nuts, like.
She ended up going through Ballymun and all.
She went to Bray.
Like, gas.
She went to Bray and then she drove home. They did a write up actually in the, I think it was a Mirror, something I read online. She only went home because she was running out of diesel. And she said that what started it was that they flashed her lights and she decided she's just not stopping. And fair. She just put her foot to the pedal and she's like, I have my brakes clipped. They weren't going to catch up with me. And she went all the way to Bray, turned around.
What does brakes clipped mean?
I have no idea. It must be like
a term.
A term.
For like a little boy racer type.
Yeah. Okay. She seemed to know. It was a Mercedes, like.
Yeah.
So she was whizzing along and...
and cackling like an evil witch. Like,
and I think that's why they were fuming with her. Like, yeah. She was like having a go. And it was just nuts.
Nuts.
And now the press went around to her house to interview her and they knocked on her door and she came out and she's like, oh no, I'm going off to Spain now. So she's currently in Spain. She's gone off to Spain. Yeah, which is like another, you're like, what? So she's gone off to Spain because apparently her life's in danger. So
stop that.
Yeah. And also, she, let's face it, why didn't they take her passport first? Yeah. And second of all, she's gone now. Like, and she's probably not coming to Spain. That.
I'm afraid even going through passport control every time. Like, I got the sweats going through passport control.
Like. I know. And there is something about, like, the brass neck of it that is kind of impressive, like, in a nutty way.
Yeah.
Like, but either way, I'm there for the drama.
Well, speaking of drama, what is been going on in the TV world? We both watched Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
Yes,
the finale. Mm-hmm. And it saved it for me because episode 2 of the finale reunion, I was like, oh, I don't know about this. But Mary pulled it out of the bag.
Yeah. And that's what so many people had said. Like, some people were saying, does she deserve to be back next season?
Yeah.
And Andy kept saying, he didn't want to say, but he kind of implied that wait till the reunion. And okay. I think she did.
She pulled it out of the bag. She fell asleep.
Yeah.
She
ate the snow. She ate the fake snow.
She made friends again.
They had, because it was Salt Lake City, they had like fake snow come down and they just zoomed in on her and she said, that's not snow. That's not snow. And she's like eating the fucking snow.
Yeah.
Have you ever, like, that stuff is like, it's basically just like foam.
No.
Like,
no.
It's disgusting. It stinks as well. It stinks. And ugh.
We need to order the dress that we talk about, the 101 ways dress.
Leanne Locken.
That Leanne Locken. Let's try it.
It's impossible to get.
Why?
Because somebody, I listened to this other podcast where they always buy the products.
Okay.
And they had, the two girls that hosted, they had tried to order, they always order, like, they ordered a cargo backpack from Cynthia Bailey. It never arrived.
What?
Yeah, it never arrived.
Scams.
And they were charged. And the Leanne Locken one was like still in production. It's like out of stock on the website. So that's not happening. That's gone.
Okay, because I was going to suggest we get it and record like
let's
a little
bit. Let's just make our own. We'll just do one in a sequin. We'll do it in a sequin and we'll call it like 99 ways, which actually sounds better, to be honest, than 101.
Fair. Okay, fair.
TM, by the way, TM. Write that down.
I have been glued to WandaVision. I don't know if that's really up your your little street, but the finale was this week. And obviously, like, it's had little viral moments. Like, have you heard that? It was Agatha all along.
No.
It was so good, though. Like, it's the first decent thing Disney have actually done.
Yeah, it seems to be kind of getting good viewings and, like, it looks kind of good. It's just, it had me for a moment when I watched the trailer and then it turned and I went, oh,
okay.
No.
She's an Olsen, though. You know that?
Mary-Kate and Ashley?
She is their sister.
Is that Elizabeth Olsen?
Elizabeth Olsen.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of her.
And I actually didn't recognize her at first, but then, like, the more it went into the season, I was like, oh my God, she's the image of them. But except she's a great actress.
Yeah.
Those two weren't. Like,
well, listen, they're of a certain moment in history, aren't they? Speaking of moments in history, Prince Harry and Meghan, the interview. The interview that everybody, and I don't want to kind of dwell on this because I feel like everyone is already sick of it and it's only been on 2 days.
Yeah.
Did you watch it?
I watched it live because I just didn't want Twitter to ruin it for me. I thought that they came across very well. I thought they came across with class. Do you know that kind of way? And shots were fired.
But shotgun shots.
Oh, absolutely. And they also said it in a way, they complimented the Queen, but then at the same time, you're like, of course the Queen is involved in this. She's the fucking Queen.
Yeah.
So it's like they were being very careful about what they said.
They were and they weren't.
Uh-huh.
I watched it twice. So I watched it live I watched half of it live and then I watched the other half as is. And part of me kind of was thinking, he's holding on to a lot of this from the past. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can't blame him. Like, that's a traumatic thing to go through as a child.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In front of the whole world. So he did, if there was a sniff of that happening again to someone that you love, yeah, if someone's been snatched away from you before, yeah, and there's a sniff of that happening again, you're gonna make sure that's not gonna happen.
No.
So part of me was thinking, I think he holds Charles. I think there's a lot of resentment there.
Sausage fingers.
Oh, well, we've sausage talked about fingers that on this podcast before. Google the fingers, people.
Yeah, yeah. That family.
I love somebody did put on Twitter, though, no wonder Charles wasn't taking his calls because he couldn't answer the phone
with those fingers. I loved it. I would say they're shook. I don't think they're going to pass comment on it. I think they need to address it at some point. But like, there is some major points made, like with Prince Andrew. Mm-hmm. They didn't cut him off, and he's been like accused of lots of bits.
He's been retired.
Yeah.
So he's out of the picture, but nothing's going to happen to Andrew, so we need to not focus on that because there's nothing going on there.
He's protected.
Yeah, like, and it's not right, but that's just the establishment look after their own.
Yeah.
And I think they're going to just cut them out now. I think they have nuked themselves, which is like, listen, they'll be fine. These people are all like multimillionaires, so it's not right what happened.
Yeah.
But let's be real. We're in a pandemic. There's other shit going on in the world. Do you know what I mean?
I found it interesting that they had to dip into the money that Diana had left them, which was 10 million, by the way. I looked it up.
Yeah. And 450,000 a year after 25.
What's that?
So 450,000 a year after they're 25. So 10 million, like, as a lump sum.
Okay.
And then 450 grand every year from 25.
Jeez, she had some money, didn't she?
Of course she did, because Charles is like one of the biggest landowners in England. Like, the Prince of Wales owns actual land, like where shopping centres are built. The monarchy, they get a state wage, but they actually are the biggest owned landowners in the UK. Mm-hmm. So they own, like, you know, it could be a car park in Brixton or whatever, you know, they own the land that's on. So they're constantly
making money.
Oh, they're making money like while they're sleeping.
I didn't know that. Mm. Do you think Kate thought the bridesmaid dresses were wrote off, disgusting, horrible, and that's why there was tears over them?
I didn't really kind of, I don't know. I felt like that was just, I felt that whole moment was a little bit
strange.
It was weird, yeah.
Like, what was the issue about the dresses?
I have no idea. And I kind of quite, like, I like Kate, but I'm not really invested. The two of them just seem very, very vanilla, the pair of them.
Yeah.
Like, I'd love to see them getting locked on a mad night out. Uh-huh. That's what I want to see. Uh-huh. I don't want to see them with their knees together clutching pearls. Do you know what I mean?
If there was one drag queen that would probably bring me to tears if they picked the bridesmaid dress and I had to wear it, it would be Dolly Grip, because you know she'd
shift dress.
It would be shift dress, and it'd be like, it would be barely past your nether regions, and I'd be like, Dolly, I can't get away with that for the day. I'm 6'2". Like, what drag queen would bring you to tears for a bridesmaid dress? Go on, just say it.
No comment.
Is it me?
No comment. I'm going to say what Harry would say. I will never answer that question. Oh,
you guys you are know home. Who. You I know who. You guys are home. Sometimes no comment is more shade than anything else. Okay, before we move on, it's time to pause for a little petty promotional minute. Coming up, Davina already mentioned, we have our St. Petty's Day. We've other guests, not just Leslie Roy from Eurovision. We've got Mary Mack, who's actually coming live from Lanzarote.
Fabulous. Yeah. I love it. I love that it's like a very multinational moment.
Because Patrick's Day is for everyone, but St. Petty's Day is for anyone who's a petty bitch, right? Yes.
This is a new national holiday that we're going to get put into the iPhone calendars for everyone next year. It's not going to say Northern Ireland. It's going to say Republic of Ireland.
We've been on to Miggledy. He's sorted out for us.
We have an investor, Elon Musk. You might have heard of him.
We also have your sister from New York.
Yes, the gorgeous Bootsy LaFerris. She's going to be joining us. We're going to be handing over the shamrock. We're going to be doing cross-border moments.
Yeah, and over on our Patreon, if anyone doesn't know about our Patreon so far, you can get a bonus episode every time we release a regular episode. Plus, there's some video content, such as there's a Dishing Drag flashback. And we are now the Burger King girls. I mean, Burger King are flirting with us on Instagram.
They actually are.
They're like sending us little winky faces, asking for our numbers.
Yeah.
And Davina wanted to ask you all a favor about the podcast, which is to spread the word. She wants you to do one thing.
This is a new thing. So if you are enjoying the podcast, we hope you are, because if you've listened to this far, you must be either that or you're just doing your homework on how to hate us. Yeah. If you could just share it with one other person, just tell one friend about this fab podcast with these two fabulous drag queens from Dublin. That would be iconic, and we would love you forever. Spread the love, spread the word.
Absolutely.
Sharing is caring.
And our final thing is, we just want to mention one of our patrons, and it is actually their birthday today, the day we're recording.
Oh.
It is Dave Green's birthday.
David Green.
David Green.
It is Reverend Green in the billiard room with the snooker cue.
What's he doing with that snooker cue?
You know what he's doing.
Happy birthday, Dave, and thank you for supporting us on Patreon. So still to come, we have
the inventor of the lace front wig, all the way from Dan Ander.
Good day, Sheila.
Good day.
And we'll be dishing all our rotters of the week. So we'll be back right after this.
With Wigs by Vanity. We didn't actually say who it was.
Oh, we didn't. Okay, you guys, we have a very special guest, and I'm going to say I think it is possibly the person I'm most excited to talk to all season, because
I agree.
I love drag queens, and when it comes to drag, this bitch does not mess about. She is the drag queen's drag queen, the inventor of the lace front wig, at least that's what I'm going to say right now. It is Vanity!
Hi, how are you?
Vanity, thanks so much for agreeing to do the podcast. Of course, you're coming to us live from Australia, so there's a bit of a time difference.
It is. I do apologize. It's late for you, but it's early for me. Well, but you've been working, haven't you?
Yeah, it's actually, it suits us better to do it this way. So I was dreading getting up at 10 o'clock to do this.
We have a freshly second open bottle of wine. We are good to go. We have Jesus juice.
Well, I am absolutely 100% sober. Like I've had three coffees. That's as buzzy as I'm going to get today.
Finally, I have to ask, like, I follow you religiously on Instagram. I'm always getting up with your like escapades and your shenanigans. What is your little tipple of choice? Now we're on the wine now. So what would you, if it was an open bar, what would you have?
An open bar.
Open bar. to start.
Bar, I'll always go to a vodka at a bar.
Okay. And
like a vodka soda at a bar, because it's always standard. You know what you're going to get. You know, ain't no walk up to that bar getting the house wine.
Like just a
white wine. I'm like, what type of white wine is it? Because if they fucking say Chardonnay, I'm going to fucking explode. Like
piss. Absolute piss. Chardonnay is total piss.
It all tastes like, you know, piss to a certain degree, but
especially
like
in gay bars,
you can find the piss you like.
Gay bars they're not known for their wine collections, are they? The connoisseurs?
No, that's why vodka's a safe choice. Yeah. But at home, I like a Pinot Grigio.
Oh,
yeah, I like a Pinot Grigio. Or I like a red wine. I like a Pinot Noir, depending on how I feel. Or a Shiraz. I'll pretty much drink anything except like Chardonnay or Riesling.
Yeah, I'm the same. I don't like a Chardonnay either. Got it.
No. The vodka can be as cheap as you want. That can be absolute like car fuel, and I'm fine with that. But just not a
That's why we relate. That's why we can totally relate.
Draw the line. Yeah.
Kamir, a question that we kind of hate answering, but because we've answered it so many times, but I really want to know about you, is just starting drag. Like, how did you get into drag? Because it's obviously a story we haven't heard before.
Mm. Haven't you? Oh. But I guess I'll tell it again.
Rumble it off.
I think this year it's coming up to 24 years, I think. Wow. Yeah. So that's scary. Is it 24 years? I can't do maths. Anyway, whatever it is, it's a long time. I started drag. I was dressing up as a kid. Like, I was always dressing up and loved the glamour and the glitz and, you know, growing up in the 80s and, you know, having all that, like,
Donna Mills.
And having that exposure to all that the glitziest Hollywood that there was and all that, you know, stuff. And I had an older sister and a younger sister, so I got sort of a good sort of, you know, balance of girls' things growing up. So I started dressing up just naturally, just having a good time when I was a kid. But then I sort of progressed as I got older. And then I sort of, by the time I was like 16 and 17 and stuff, me and my friend used to dress up in, we used to, you know, spend time together and raid his mum's wardrobe and dress up and put her makeup on. Like, I don't know how, she must have been furious. She'd come home from work after being out. I would be like, I can't imagine, like, there's photos of us and like we're in her stockings, like we're wearing, like we're in her underwear.
We're literally, you committed.
Gone into her wardrobe and like, and we just saw it as a dress up box. Like, and there's photos of me in her stockings looking glamorous, like with all like looking like a lady, but like, you know, I think about it now. I'm like, no, bitch, you don't wear someone's underwear. Anyway, but at the time we didn't know. We had a full face of her makeup in her clothes, like having doing photo shoots. And then anyway, so then it wasn't until I sort of moved to Sydney and sort of living the gay dream. Mm. And then just started, I sort of fell into drag. It was like, there is a story behind it, but it's not necessary. Just really, I just started and then I never stopped.
And when you started, like in Sydney, like what was the scene like then compared to now? Has it changed an awful lot? Or?
Oh my God, it's changed so much. Like it's so different now. It was great then. It was much busier. It was before the internet. Well, before, as we know it, you were basically this, drag queens were the star of their own little communities back then. Like we knew of Jackie Beat and, you know, with Lip Syncer and, you know, Coco Peru and Lady Bunny and all the amazing drag, and RuPaul, like all the amazing drag queens, you know, that were touring internationally, that had an international profile. But apart from that, and you know, sort of Queens in your neighboring cities, like your Queens from Melbourne and stuff like that. But basically, when I started, we had this incredibly tight knit scene where everyone went out. Everyone was a drug addict. Like, like everyone was just out from like Thursday to Monday, and just every weekend. And I don't know how people held down real jobs, but anyway. But the drag queens then were like the celebrities of the community. And there was lots of work. There was lots of gay bars. There was, you know, there was plenty of opportunities. And you started out. It was cutthroat as well.
Was it a big scene? Like back then, like what? Or, like I've been to Sydney a couple of times. I know kind of some of the queens. Like because now with obviously the internet, I think as well things have blown up.
Yeah. But
it seems to be there's a lot of queens on the scene now. Like back then, was it just like certain headliners at different bars and.
No, like it's like back then there was like 50 working drag queens.
Wow.
It was like
huge.
It was like an industry. Yeah. Like, wow. And there was so many, like, and each queen had like their own little clubs that they worked at. Like, it was just, there was, and then I came in at the tail end of they call it the golden years, of the golden mile. Cause Oxford Street was like the golden mile. And there's just like so many clubs and so many opportunities. Like even I would sort of, you know, bar hop.
Yeah, yeah.
And like you go and do a gig here and do a gig there and do a gig there and you just sort of do two or three gigs in one night. But that was like at the end of that era. Like back in the day, they used to that's all they did through, like, you know, from sort of Thursday to Sunday is they just, you know, just bar hop. But then you had like your sort of set nights, which is like the sort of the most sought after nights, which is like Friday and Saturday at the Aubrey Hotel. And it was a gay bar that's closed now. And it's like it was an institution. Mm. And if you worked there, you were a successful drag queen. Yeah. Like you were an actual professional drag queen. But if you worked there on a Friday, all.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The really, really good girls, like the top girls, worked on a Friday and Saturday night. So I worked on a Tuesday and a Wednesday.
So, don't worry, we were Tuesday, Wednesday girls too.
Yeah, we started Tuesday.
Yeah, I was really. Yeah. But it didn't matter because I was.
Could be worse. Could be Monday.
So was, no. I worked on Monday, if I'm not wrong. But look, that was then. Look, it was different, but it was also like really, considering how many jobs there were, the queens were nasty and protective. Wow. And like, and it was such a hierarchy, and like you and I came in at that era at the bottom, and like I was an amateur. Mm-hmm. And I worked my way up very quickly, and you know, was the pretty one, so like, you know, people were just, you know, really jealous of me. And they really took it out of me. Those old queens really gave it to me, and which kind of was good because it made me have to prove myself.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it also kind of set this really sort of kind of acceptable nasty streak in me. Like, you know, that's how you treat, you know, queens. Like, that's like, you know, like, it's like, I really feel that like queens these days get a real easy pass.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, fucking,
I resent you, bitch.
I don't resent them. I just think they've got to work for it. You know what I mean?
I agree.
We spoke about this before because baby drags kind of come into this now, and they've watched a lot of YouTube and they've learned a lot of things through that. And there's almost an expectation to walk into a paid job. And I always think that drag is more like an apprenticeship. Like, you wouldn't just walk in and be a plumber tomorrow. Mm-hmm. You need to pick 100%. Up the skills. So, but how you communicate that to them, sometimes you can come across as the bitch and you're not even trying to be like that.
Yeah, I know. I have very little, I don't go out anymore. Like, I mean, I'm still very connected to the scene and to drag, but I don't actually go out and do anything anymore.
Well, when you go out, there's no getting you home. So maybe that's why.
Oh, I know, right? Well, you can't go out of them anymore anyway. So it's like, you know, it's a perfect way for me to sort of finally grow up and be responsible.
Yeah. I was over in Sydney for Mardi Gras. I think it was like 2015. And obviously, like, I've been following you online for like, you know, for years. And I saw you actually in Arc. It was like after, I saw you, and you were having a whale of a time. You really were. And I was so, I didn't want to like disturb your fun. You were in your element. Like, I don't know, you were having a great time.
That's a positive. She's saying a positive.
Yeah, you were having a ball.
Was I standing?
For a while. For a while. And then when I plucked up the courage, I was like, I'm going to go over and say hi. You had decided to sit on the ground. So you were having a sit. And I'm raging that I never went over and just got to say hi. I've always just wanted to actually meet you in the flesh.
You didn't come over and say, oh, you should have.
No, I was.
Oh,
I,
really? Oh, God.
I didn't want to disturb.
I saw you in Arc another time, and you were dressed as Betty Davis. And you were a character actress the whole night. You stayed in character the whole time.
Of course.
Kabir, you are, you're probably, I think, the most famous business queen, okay? Like, me and Davina really try and, like, have our hands in all the pies that we can, you know, like, because you never know what's going to work and what's not going to work. But you've really done it. Like, you've gone out there and created, in my opinion, the best synthetic lace front wigs going. I'm currently, myself and Davina, who, for those of you who are listening, are in drag because we just finished a gig. I'm currently wearing a €35 wig on my head, but it's fine. I do own some glamorous, gorgeous wigs by you too. I'm just curious how that kind of started, because Wigs by Vanity is huge now.
Well, look, it's thanks for all that. That's lovely. Thanks for, you know, all those lovely words. I don't see myself that way at all. Like, I just see myself as being very lucky and fortunate that I can, you know, provide a living for myself and a livelihood doing something that I love. I do recognize the fact though that I, you know, did pioneer the lace front industry for drag queens. And I think going through this whole wig famine business and this, you know, COVID and everything has made me sort of recognize the fact that, yes, we were the best. Mm. Yes, I did create the best ones. We were the first ones to do it. And I'm not, you know, without any ego, it's like, you know, I'm really proud of the work that I did and that I put my heart and soul into it. Like, I kind of, you know, I really committed. I really, you know, it's not... It was a lot of work. It was really hard to achieve that. But I'm really proud that I did. And we're just talking about, like, we've got this new range of wigs called the Glam and Goes, which don't have lace fronts.
Yeah.
And we're like, you know what? If we never get lace fronts again, I don't care. Because we did that. We were the best. We can move on to something else now. Yeah. We can do something just equally as fabulous. But look, it's fun. I love it. I'm really fortunate that I get to have, like, work for myself and have a livelihood and do something I love. But it comes with its own challenges and its own stresses. And COVID is certainly, you know, I think for all small business owners and, you know, people that are affected by, in different ways by COVID, you know, kind of are all kind of, you know, concerned slash, you know, potentially struggling or wondering what's going to happen in the future. But for me, just talking about this particular situation that, like, once again, it's like, it's about pivoting. It's about
adapting.
It's being ahead. It's about adapting. Yeah. It's about pioneering. It's like, I mean, I could chase my tail and try and, you know, continue on the old model, the old format. But, like, I've been wanting to do this anyway for ages, but I just never got around to it because why would I? I had this fabulous stream of beautiful wigs coming in that I was designing and that we're having made. And we were just getting better and better, and they were getting more and more beautiful because every time we had a batch in, I'd adjust it, and me and the supplier and my factory would sort of, or that I worked with, would then, you know, we'd make adjustments. And that's why, like, every generation we got better because, you know, I'm like, oh yeah, let's change that. Let's tweak that. Let's give that a new lace. Let's update the hairline. Because that's how I work. Yeah, you know, right. I want everything to improve and to evolve. And so I just see this as another form of evolution for Wigs by Vanity. Mm-hmm. And there's a whole bunch of other stuff that we want to go into that we never really, they've always wanted to, but never really just, I never could be bothered. I'm like, I don't want to work that hard, you know?
See, I think...
I've got enough work to do.
I think as well what comes across, though, is that you're so passionate about what you do. And when you're passionate about something, it almost doesn't feel like work because it's like you're genuinely interested in it.
Yeah, absolutely. What's that saying? If you do something you love, you'll never work a day in your life.
Yeah.
Something like that. That's not true.
No.
I love it.
That's not true.
I was just going to say.
It still works.
Did you create the tinsel wig? I was thinking about this earlier. Like, were you the first person to have the tinsel wig? Because, I mean, there's definitely a lot of styles that I've seen you do that I've definitely seen companies trying to copy throughout, like, the world. But I feel like you were the first with that one.
Oh, to do lace front tinsel wigs, yes. Okay. Absolutely.
Gotcha.
Like, I mean, tinsel wigs have been around for ages. Like, tinsel wigs, that's not a new thing. But actually, tinsel was Courtney's idea. She always wanted to do tinsel lace fronts for ages. And I just never sort of really got around to it. And then, pardon me, I don't know what happened. We sort of just figured it out. And I think it was just one of those moments. I'm like, okay, I've got a bit of headspace now. Let's work on another product and develop something else, because it's not just going, oh, let's just do that. You know, you've got to work with the supplier. They've got to find the suppliers. You've got to develop how it's going to be done.
It's a creative
process. You've got to do samples.
Yeah.
It's like, it's a creative process. Mm. It takes a long time, especially dealing with China, because China, you know, they're good, but like everything takes a long time. So to create a new product takes a lot of energy
and also
a lot of mental space.
I think as well, because you're specifically designing wigs for queens as opposed to like a regular old lace front. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? So it's specific look, right. Specific style.
I
think you'll get a laugh out of this. There was a wig shop around the corner from me and Davina called A Star's Edge.
Yeah.
And how many years ago? I'm going to say 10 years ago. Yeah. We would have to go in and all the boxes were just like random wigs in like bags. You'd have to root through them to find two in 613, like, so you could try and find a matching one. You'd never find two of the same style.
Never.
So you'd have to try and find one that would work together so you could have your little topper on
a
the
stack,
back too.
Yeah.
That's where we came from with wigs.
Like, Ireland's a little bit behind fantasy. We were only short wearing bales of hay on our head.
But look, it wasn't that long ago. Like, I mean, it was, we started Wigs by Vanity like in the mid-noughties. So, you know, we had our experience in wig shops was similar to that as well. Like, we had like, I used to work in a wig shop called The Individual Wig. And that was mostly for women with cancer and like medical reasons. And so, but they had beautiful wigs, which is still, the shop's still there. All those wigs are still available. I still make them because they're really nice quality. And And we kind of would, we wouldn't have to rummage through boxes, yeah. and, you know, but it was the same thing. Like you'd get these weeks. And that's the thing as well, is like what people don't understand is that like the industry has become so saturated and not just from drag wigs, like people selling wigs to drag queens, but also just like lace front wigs in general, like, and they're not good ones, but like you can get a lace front wig on eBay for $30. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's absolute shit and rubbish. But like people now, like young kids don't understand that back in my day, when I first started, my first wig, which wasn't a lace front, was a nice synthetic wig from Renee of Paris, was still $400.
Yeah.
Just for one.
We did $400.
That. We did
what
the
was your
Renee.
Style?
I liked a Renee of Paris, a Robin.
A Robin.
It was like a Jennifer Aniston style. Do you remember that one?
What was the one I used
mine
to wear?
Mine was Angelica.
Yes, Angelica. That was like a fuller Angelica in Paprika was my favorite. Do you remember that one? That was gorgeous.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah,
Victoria used to rock the Lainey.
The Lainey. I used to love the Lainey. Which, to be honest, for somebody who doesn't have a defined like jaw or neck, wasn't really a good style for me to do.
It was a choice.
And you'd brush it to death. And to be honest, like, oh God, like you'd protect it with your life because you only had one of them probably at the time because they were so expensive.
So expensive. My first Angelicas, I had two. I had one in golden blonde, I think it was called, and one in butterscotch. Yes. I wanted two matching so I could stack them.
Yeah.
And they didn't have two in the same colour. So I've got two similar colours. Yeah. And I'm kind of glad. Butterscotch was a much more sort of richer, honey kind of golden blonde. And then I think the gold blonde or the light
honey blonde.
I don't know what it was called. I'm not sure. No, I don't know what it was called. But anyway, but it was a lighter blonde. And they were close enough to match.
To
but,
work.
You know, thankfully I was a hairdresser. So at the time, this is before I worked for them, because I worked for that shop later on, so on individual week. But before that, they gave a trade discount. So like I got them like $100 cheaper. Like I think they're like $425. And
they're
I got
expensive,
like, I guess they're like $300 and something. And so I could afford it. But even still, like I was an apprentice hairdresser. Like I was probably earning like $350 a week. So like it was like my entire week's wage.
Actually, Vanity
Queens, just to sort of,
One thing that we've talked about like so many times with like queens from all over, I don't know if you've experienced it, like you obviously like have such a way with wigs and you're great with hair, which is like a miracle. It's like amazing. But have you run into hairdressers that have been like, let me do your wig, or I'd love to style a wig, like just a regular hairdresser, and they've always been
awful. I'm going to say it. Awful. I've had one person who's a hairdresser who actually did a great job. But other than that, the rest of them, they just don't know what they're doing.
They think they do. But then then you're like, oh, Jesus, why do I have to wear that now?
Oh, yeah. I've never actually had that happen.
Well, you see, you can do it. You have the skill.
Yeah, yeah.
You have the power.
I was the hairdresser in the beginning. Yeah. That then, well, I was the oddity that actually people went, oh, that was actually good. So then, like, because I always also did drag.
Yeah.
And that's how I started. That's how my business started, because I was just doing wigs for queens. And they're like, you know, no one else is doing it. No one else could do it. They had no one else to style their wigs. So that's how I started. But yeah, hairdressers, they all think they can do it. They all think, yeah, I can. And then they get it. And I've actually witnessed the terror.
It's like, dodgy start. Makeup artists.
I'm just, exactly. And I'm like looking at them like this, going, yep, told you.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're doing.
When we spoke to Courtney, though, she was very specific in saying that you are the business brain. Like, you are the one who drives it. And, like, you made so much. Yeah, she said that.
Your face when she said that.
Well, it's good. I'm not the business brain. She was the business brain. But I think. Maybe what she's talking about really is the fact that Courtney has sort of over the years become more of a silent partner. So it was sort of when she moved to LA and she got on Drag Race, we kind of realized that there was no, like, she was not going to have time to do all this mundane, boring stuff, because we're always 50-50 in our responsibilities in the business. And she was much more suited to the business office side of things. Okay. And I'm a creative. So, like, you know, I would do all the stock and I'd do the styling and I'd do this and that and the creating and the design. And she'd sort of, you know, and she would rang me. Like, she's good at, like, you know, at making me do the job in a way that can produce a product. You know what I mean? Where I'm so flighty, especially back then, I was like a drug addict. So it's like hurting. So I'm really sorry for her. It's somewhat like this, but, you know. But I think what she was referring to there is like at the moment, you know, that's I am the business. You know what I mean? Like now it's like it's, you know, it's I run it. I have Nikita as my assistant, and we, you know, we kind of do it all together. But I'm slowly handing over all that shit. Well, I've so handed over all to Nikita. And now that I've got a broken arm, Nikita's doing everything. She's even styling wigs now. She's up there styling wigs.
Love it. When she moved, because myself and Davina are friends almost 16, 17 years, and we've had a lot of ups and downs. I mean, we've thrown drinks on each other. We've fell out for 2 years. Like, we've done it all. Because working in drag and being friends in drag sometimes is really difficult. But obviously, like, yeah, we haven't had to deal with, you know, one of our best friends moving different countries. How did that kind of affect you when that was your business partner too?
Look, to be honest, there was a long time when I resented Courtney for that, like, because I kind of felt like I had been left, you know what I mean? And like, didn't have support. Mm-hmm. And like, but it was like, but we always understood that obviously she always had to follow her dreams and she was always meant for bigger things. And, you know, there was no stopping that. And I would never have wanted to get in the way of that ever. But there was a moment where I just felt a bit
abandoned,
abandoned, yeah, and but not in like a needy, you know.
Yeah, no, way, I know what you mean.
I actually can't do this on my own. Like, I don't know how to do this on my own. So, our entire friendship, which is what actually our podcast is about, really, is the fact that we've had a 20-year friendship and we're best friends, but we've mostly lived on different sides of the planet. So,
and you have a new podcast. Yeah. Tell us about the podcast. I love the name. The name is so good.
I listened to it today while getting ready, and I have to say, it's so natural, and it's two besties, you know, chatting. All the things that I want to hear you guys chatting, which I'm sure is basically your phone calls, except now the phone calls are on the podcast.
Yeah, yeah. It's Brenda Cormy. And it's just the whole premise is us. We had the idea during the beginning of COVID. And we're like, what are we going to do? Like, you know, let's try and do a job that we're, you know, we don't have to leave the house.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's, you know, we don't have to get in drag. We can just, like, you know, just do what we're doing and get paid for it and whatnot. But and then it sort of developed from there. The idea kind of blossomed and grew. And I was surprised. I was like, oh, it's happening. Oh, yay. Okay, great. Yes. And then it was picked up by Nova, which is like, you know, a really cool radio, like, you know, a bit like a professional, you know, station,
yeah,
you know, like a professional network. And it's all like really like, you know, like, you know, it's legit. And,
not like this shit.
it's strange for me because I'm like, I'm just like, you know, I'm just drag queen. Like, you know, Courtney's, she's more than a drag queen. She's an entertainer.
But
like,
you have such,
that's the world she lives in.
You have such a personality though. I think like Courtney's off doing her thing and she's moving around, but you've kind of cultivated such a following, you know, with your like kitschness and your personality. Like you're literally, you're a force of your own.
Yeah. Like, finally, there's very few people that would be able to hold an audience with the amount of stories that you put up on Instagram. And I sit there in the morning. I don't get out of bed because we're on opposite time zones. I get up in the morning and go, right, what the hell was Vanity up to today?
You're like,
Let me see.
Morning TV.
It is like morning TV. I know. I often do so many stories that they start getting deleted because you can only do 100. And once you get to 100, they start deleting the first one, regardless of how long they've been up.
I never knew that.
I'm like, oh, God. Yeah, so I mean, usually it's 24 hours and they start deleting them, but if you do a 124 hour period, then the first ones start getting deleted. Yeah. I'm like, oh, all right. Well, I hope everyone's seen them. Anyway, I don't care. It's like, it is like, I see it as like, you know, like it's my therapy. It's like, it's me talking to myself, really. But yeah, just to go back to the podcast, it really is just us having a chat. And as well, like the first episode, which just aired yesterday, it is this episode, so we're still finding our feet. It's like it's an awkward thing, and like I said, like she's an entertainer. She's used to this. She's just sitting in front of a microphone. She's used to sitting like in a professional environment. And I'm used to getting drunk on gay bar floors, like, and, you know, getting asked to leave the jobs that I'm doing because I'm too pissed.
Please, like, leave.
Exactly.
We've been there.
That's the sort of drag queen I am. Yeah. So I'm completely in a new world, which I'm loving. I mean, I've been in that world many times before, but always backstage, always like doing hair or like, you know, as the help.
Well, listen, Vanity, thank you so much for joining us today and for agreeing to come on our little podcast.
You're a fascinating human. We adore you.
We love you.
We adore your work. And can't wait to watch hours, days, months, years more of your Instagram stories. Please, everyone who's listening, go check out Vanity and Courtney's new podcast. It is called Brenda Call Me. And also, check out those wigs. These glam and goes are not messing around. Like that new mullet, what's it called again? The
Shazza.
Oh, she's gorge. So go check out her brand new wigs. And Vanity, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, girls, for having me. You both look gorgeous.
Thank you. Thank you. We've been in drag for hours. We're like, feel like shit.
We've been in drag since two.
I literally feel like the candle from Beauty and the Beast. You know, like that?
Just let down the sun.
So it is everyone's favorite time of the week.
It is.
Rotter of the Week on Petty Little Things.
Okay, so we are doing our, of course, pivotal moment of the week. Everyone tunes in, everyone loves a good rotter. And I know some of you out there have been rotted and you've been sharing your rotters just through DMs. I've been getting a lot of people just saying, don't rot me, which I love. I love that people
more
are
of that.
Yeah, more of the rot train. Hop aboard.
And send it to our Instagram at Petty Little Things Pod, because then we may be able to screen cap it and share it on our story.
Yeah. Or actually, if you want to even send us in a voice clip to even on like via Instagram, we'll share your rotter if it's a good, decent rotter. Well, give us a little bit of juice on it.
Love that.
Who is your first rotter of the week?
Okay, so I have two. The first one,
were very actually rotted last time. I remember you doing this. You were very like, wah, 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 wah. Yeah. So I think this is a weird time. I think people, like, you can feel the rot levels are higher, and like you know.
I think I got rotted during our last live show because someone compared one queen to like one of the TV queens, and that fucking rots me. I'm like, girl, like, oh, it was Fojo Lee, who's doing drag fucking years compared to Bimini. And I'm like, girl, you didn't even know who Bimini was last fucking month.
Also, there's millions of fucking drag queens in the world. Like,
and there's nothing alike.
Nothing alike. And there's room for everyone.
But that is my rotter. My first rotter, I have started to troll. I've taken on as a passion project. I'm absolutely rotted by ASOS and their lack of communication from next day delivery. I paid for the premium delivery. It's supposed to come in 24 hours. It's coming in 3 days now.
Okay. Is that because of Brexit?
Because of Brexit.
Oh no.
Yeah. And I've been tweeting them and then I've been replying to that tweet and like every few days I'm just tweeting them and they're just ignoring me. Yeah. And you know, we have that blue tick, which means they're seeing it, every tweet I'm getting.
The blue tick actually just means cranky cunt, doesn't it? Like the blue tick actually just means that like this is like, it's like the Ryanair priority boarding, isn't it?
Well, that's a fucking farce too, so maybe it's actually perfect.
It's true.
We like fast delivery. We're drag queens that order stuff all the time. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know about you, when I order stuff on AliExpress, I will pay for the shipping.
It depends what it is. Like, if I'm not in a rush for it, and I do a lot of shopping online, like last minute. I think I do it out of boredom. There's shit coming to my house, I swear, nearly every day.
But this week you're a new woman, right?
I'm a new woman, yeah.
This week, she said to me at the start of the week, I'm going to calm down on the shopping. I'm just doing it because of boredom. I'm going to calm down. And I was like, okay. And then literally an hour later, she texts me to say the DHL man had just arrived.
And you know, it's funny, he arrived again today.
Oh, what came today?
I got a lovely Jerry Halliwell 2001 inspired bob wig. I wanted a really platinum, like, razor bob.
Mm-hmm. Very nice.
Haven't got one of them, so now I have.
Is it nice?
Yeah, it's lovely, yeah. Ooh. Like, it wouldn't be something I would be living in all the time, but the short wigs are great. Not short wigs now, but like a short, sexy wig is great for all these corporates you can lash on, you know, because the big curls and the cascading moments are very hard to keep up.
Must be nice to have the button structure, isn't it?
I'll let you know.
I'd be like a thumb in that wing. Anyway, yeah, my first writer is just ASOS. Like, communicate to us, let us know, or refund everyone that. I think it's like €18. Like, it's not a lot.
Yeah.
But I'm just bored, so I'm real cranky about that.
Well, my writer of the week is, well, this is something that I've just noticed. And I went through my writer list and I haven't been that rotted.
Oh.
Which is like, I feel like maybe have I had some kind of like, are my chakras aligned?
I think you've just had a break.
I think there was something about the last lockdown when everyone got so fucking raging. I could feel this palpable rage in the air. And I felt really calm because I felt like, this is how I've been feeling for months.
You and just now needed everyone else.
I felt like I could finally, I was like a bit, you know, everyone was relating. So it kind of calmed me in a weird way. So I haven't really been as raging since.
Okay.
Which I'm okay with. But I know, listen, let's be real. It's not going to stay like that.
Come here. There's still somebody that's rotting you.
Yes.
So who
well, what is rotting me is these cosmetic companies. And because as well, we can't go out. We can't buy our makeup in the shops like normal. We can't go to the high-end designer boutiques to get our foundations.
Yeah.
All these like 36-hour wear, 24-hour, 407 hours. Like, how many hours are you wearing the fucking foundation? And how are you marking that? Like, these people are like, it just drives me nuts. And it's always like a picture of this woman who looks like she's wearing no fucking foundation on the ad. And it's like, 87 hours last, waterproof, sweatproof. And this woman's just walking down the street and you're like, this is absolute bullshit. It's like, do you remember back in the day, a geisha can stop a man with one look? And it was like the mascara, the Max Factor. And it was just like, they're false lashes.
False lashes. And they got called out for that in the end.
Did
they? Because then they had to finally start putting on those mascara ads.
Lash extensions.
Lash extensions.
It's like when Cheryl would like, you know, say, five problems, one solution. And then she'd have like hair extensions. And it'd be like, no, luscious long hair. And you're like, no, bitch, you went to Easy Locks. You got them done. Do you know what I mean? So that's been rotting me. Like, cosmetic companies taking the piss. And also, I don't know if you've seen these on Instagram. They're like pore removal videos. Where this, like, it's usually a man they use for some reason. I don't know. And the man is like, his blackheads are like literally like black dots. Have you seen these videos?
No, never.
Like his face is, I've never seen anyone in my life with that. Like, blackheads are jet black. Like, no, jet black. And literally like thousands on his face.
Maybe it's beauty spots. Maybe it's just really beautiful.
And then they put this like green cream or like a mask on. And then they pull it off. And you can see when it pulls off, it's like a filter that has like completely smoothed the skin. So I'm not there for like fake beauty claims.
And results. Like those Biore strips. Oh, I've tried them before. They're shit.
I think it's just that we have like glorious skin. I think that's
probably
all.
Maybe we just don't have any blackheads. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, well, especially we are. I definitely do from wearing like so much foundation. We do, but it's like, where is if anyone has any tips for these killer? Now, we want like literally suction blackhead removals. None of this crap, like nice mild skin care crap. We want hardcore, like
acid. We want acid, you guys.
Send it our way.
Okay, my next rudder. Turns my stomach. It's people that hawk up spit.
Filth.
Disgusting.
You know, do you mean like a gauzy?
Oh, a gauzy, but it's from the back of their throat and they're like, they're literally like a that moment. Like, sorry to anyone that really hated that noise, but like, it's like, and then they just spit it out, a big lumpy phlegmy spit on the street, and then just carry on like nothing happened. No, you're disgusting. Stop hawking up all over the place. Why are you creating that much phlegm and spit that you need to do that? What are they doing with their lives?
Yeah, it's actually gross, isn't it? And like, I always, do you know what I always think about when I see it? I always think about when I walk past. It was actually happened to me when I was walking up here. I saw this guy did a huge gauzy like right across the path. And then I'm in my head now going, we're in a pandemic. That's spread through saliva. Right?
So then you got down because he's real hot and you went,
yeah, I slurped it up, baby. You know? And then I was thinking, that's sitting there on the path after everyone walked on. Imagine like, oh.
Just, or your dog could fucking lick it. Do you know what I mean?
My dog wouldn't. She's very well behaved.
That's she wouldn't walk far enough to lick it. Yeah. Lazy bitch.
She wouldn't make it up that far.
No, I just think it's absolutely gross. There's no need for it. You know, ugh, vile.
Gross. Mm-hmm. I agree. No, that is disgusting.
Disgusting.
Let me see.
I actually just remembered something when you were talking about those fake beauty products. Something that I had written down was that I think press-on nails are a farce.
Oh, I've always taught them.
A farce.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's absolute, like, that's...
What are people doing? Like, you wouldn't want to be trying to open your handbag or give someone a hand job or anything like that.
Wipe your arse.
I tried to wear them and they fell off in about 5 seconds. And two people have told me that they worked really,
I know,
really well.
I know. There's some people, but let's face it, I know those two people. I bet you I know who you're talking about. Those people do fuck all. And if you actually think about the way those people stand, they always press their hands. Think about it.
They do. They do.
They're pressing their nails because they're sticking those mad fuckers on. So yeah, we're on to you, nail wearers. This is a good one. So my second rotter is, and you'll appreciate this. So obviously we're in a pandemic now and we're not getting kind of like, we're getting doing a lot of corporate virtual stuff, unfortunately. We'd love to be out doing regular shows, but I get a lot of requests for weddings.
Okay.
To appear at weddings.
I know where this is going even before you say it.
And I would get requests to like DJ at weddings, to perform at weddings. Mm-hmm. And I'm delighted. I love when people reach out.
Yeah.
And I to be honest, the way things are with this pandemic.
Sorry. Is this because you're so happy for people when they get married?
I'm so happy for you. So happy. No, listen, I'm always delighted to turn up at a party and have a moment.
Anywhere with a bar, you'll be there.
Anywhere with a bar, yeah. So basically, like, the requests will be coming in, can you do this? And due to the pandemic, I don't want to kind of commit to anything right now.
Uh-huh.
Because just the way things are, you don't know. Like, I feel like things could change in the blink of an eye. So totally. So I'm not taking on any kind of weddings and stuff like that right for now, just for now. But some of the requests that I have got, and to perform or DJ at a wedding, that's I love doing that. That's right up my street. But I've been getting a lot of these requests lately, and I'm sure other drag queens out there have got this, maybe because I've sent them your way.
Vocalize it. But I think if you say the first line,
I'm going to say, I'm no judgment, but it's coming predominantly from straight couples,
mm-hmm.
where they want me to turn up at the wedding and perform "It Should Have Been Me" at the wedding, at the actual ceremony.
Yeah.
I'm not there for that.
No.
Like, I just think that, first off, it's been done. It's gone viral. So you're not doing anything fucking original here, people. This is like, it's dare I say, tacky.
Yeah.
It's not original. You're not creating the wheel. And there's something a bit like, haha, you were with like a drag queen, or you were with, do you know what I mean? And it's the tone of it, even though they might not mean it that way, comes across a little bit like, haha, you were with a fella, or you were with this, which is a little bit shamey, because, like, I'm not being smart, but I probably was with your husband. Like, let's be real.
Yeah.
And they're not going to be shouting about it from the rooftops. So it's just like, I don't like the tone of it. I think it's déclassé, as the Countess Luann would
say. I was going to say that word too. It is déclassé. And the husband that she's talking about, his name is... No, I'm just kidding.
I was like, oh my God. Hi, if you're listening.
He's one of our patrons.
Oh my God.
Oh no, sorry, that's your OnlyFans. I see that. That happens a lot more in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to say, it's kind of laughing at the drag queen for a start. There's a slight undertone of homophobia, and I am not the person to call out in an over PC way. We do not mean it like that. We want people to have a laugh and have fun and say things that are a bit dark humored. Yes, but in this instance,
I just personally don't think it's funny. Like, I just think it's like,
what's the intent on the laugh that is happening?
Yeah, what is the intent? And
cute.
I love a laugh, don't get me wrong. Yeah. And I love, like, mortifying someone. I love all that. But I just think the tone of this, and it's always, as I said, predominantly it's been coming from straight couples who have just wanted to shame their husband. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which, and it's also just like, if you see someone else doing it, like, I don't know, it kind of loses, it hasn't got the same punch.
Right.
So maybe just come up with your own idea.
Yeah. Would you say if you did do it, the husband be sweating?
Of course, because he'd be like, oh, here she's back. She's back. Did I tell you about that one time?
No.
I went, so...
I'm leaning into the mic for this one.
So myself and... I won't say...
Hold on, Venus, stop there. I think that this story is going to be so juicy, this needs to be in our Patreon episode.
Okay.
Plus, this is going to be a long enough episode as it is. So if you would like to hear, I have just heard the story, a very juicy story of...
it is juicy.
Davina meeting someone from her past at a wedding. Head over to our Patreon episode. But Davina, that is the end of our Rotters of the Week.
Yes, listen, we do want to hear from you. We love to hear from you. And do get in touch via Twitter, via email, via Instagram.
Yeah. So you can find the podcast, and we want you to follow the podcast on Instagram because we're trying to create content just for there. Absolutely. It is at Petty Little Things Pod. My own Instagram is at Victoria's Secret Dublin.
And mine is at Davina.Divine with an E. Like, why is it so difficult to spell out Davina Divine?
I don't know.
It's like, it's for years, it's always spelled wrong.
So fucking gas.
I think it's just because, like, divas are usually just known by kind of one name. Yeah. Davina. And also, that's spelled Davina, by the way, not Divina with an I, for the record.
Please make sure you leave us a review if you haven't already. We love reading your reviews.
We do.
Fill them full of juicy details, because... honestly, it's given us something to read.
Yeah, like if there's something in particular that made you howl or have a chuckle, we love kind of actual little moments, because I know everyone listens to the podcast at different speeds.
Yeah.
So share that with us.
Definitely. And head over to our Patreon. There's going to be a new video up in the next 2 weeks. But Davina, you really want them to tell one more person, right?
Yeah, just share. Share, care, be there.
Yeah.
That's it. We'll leave it there.
Okay, until next time, you guys.
Stay petty.
Stay petty. Ah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.